It's fine. It's good.
All right.
It's mainly for trolls, and so all publicity is good publicity. So people are going to talk, and I love it.
Especially if they get mad about it. They're like, oh, man, they're talking about me because I had a problem, you know?
I guess as good as I'm going to get.
You didn't even give me an option. You're just like, you know what?
Oh, I just hit the record button. I can always edit this first part out. But good afternoon, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Trying to get caught up from the weekend. Happy Easter.
What do we do? Happy Easter. What do we do? Well, we don't know when this is going to post. Why do you keep saying dates on these recordings whenever we're going to post them weeks from now?
No, this is going on Thursday.
Yeah, but it's Easter today.
Yeah.
So Thursday, when they post this, it won't be Easter anymore.
I know.
Okay, so happy,
we're in the future.
Thursday after Easter, brother.
Happy Thursday after Easter.
All right. So this is the USA the United States Fingerboarding League Fingerboarding Podcast.
Correct.
And this is my buddy Levine over here.
Ryan, Ozarks Marketing Group.
Man, Levine is getting ready to blow up his life again. Every year, right before Chicago, which is the first event, which is coming up pretty quick, May 28th in Chicago, Illinois. Every year, Levine blows up his life. He spends a lot of money on gas and fixing his truck up and making sure he can get his trailer across the country. And he's going to 9 cities this year. And real quickly, we're going to run down them for you guys. Levine, we got Chicago, Illinois, May 28th, Atlanta, Georgia, June 4th, Dracut, Massachusetts, June 10th, Minneapolis, Minnesota, June 17th, Cleveland, Ohio, June 25th, Toronto, Canada, an international fingerboarding tour, July 8th, Dallas, Texas, July 5th, Philadelphia, July 22nd, and Indianapolis, July 29th. That's got to wear you out, man.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
All right, but what are we here to talk about today? Today we're talking about because technically when we're recording this, it is Easter Sunday. So we're going to do some 10 commandments today, right? Kind of.
Maybe.
Okay. We're going to do the competition. We're going to go through the competitions that we hold at these 9 events that we're having this year. And really the competitions are kind of what set you apart from just a regular old meet, right? I mean, I know they do competitions other places, but not like USAFBL.
Yeah, so United States Fingerboarding League, when we do our summer tour, it's got an emphasis on competitive fingerboarding. And so just because you don't compete doesn't mean that you can't attend. There's not going to be a bunch of parks to skate on, stuff like that. But our primary focus is basically growing the competitive fingerboarding world. And so that's the route that we go when we go on tour. So what we do is slightly different than what a lot of people are doing out there.
Because what you're doing is you're converting this into a legit trackable sport, correct?
Correct. We are in early phases right now. We are trying to ramp up and grow this to where it's a nationwide league.
But as we continue with the competitions, we gain credibility in the idea of forming this into a national sport here in the United States.
Correct. We couldn't be more excited to be on the forefront of that.
So what are the categories this year for the 2023 competitive fingerboarding? The competitions, the competitive fingerboarding tour, what are the categories?
Yeah, so we are keeping it simple in 2023. We are focusing on more of what people want.
I said 2024.
Did you?
I'm getting ahead of ourselves. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You are.
2023, yes. 2023, pardon me.
Oh, you're all good. We're already planning for 2024, so sometimes it's hard to keep things straight for sure. But yeah, we've got 3 categories this year for you guys to compete in. We've got best run street, best trick street, and of course, everybody's favorite game of skate, which we call Battle of the Plies.
Battle of the Plies. So what are you expecting whenever you step up to the best trick street category?
So best trick street, you're going to get 1 whole minute to perform your best trick. You have to call out your trick before you start attempting your 1 minute run. And then you've got a whole minute to land that trick. Now, once you land your trick, that's it. That counts. You can't do multiple attempts after you land your first trick in order to clean it up or anything like that. So bails count against you. Nollie and switch tricks will gain you more points. And of course, style, stees, all that good stuff will gain you more points as well.
Okay, go through that again. That because what you said was really important. Once you land your trick, you're done.
Correct.
Okay.
We literally have a counter and we literally count all of your bales. So bales count against you. So once you land your trick, on the rare attempt that you actually landed on the next try, anything after that will hurt you more than that first try. So once you land it, that's it. It's done.
And how is the trick being judged? The actual landed trick?
So we judge tricks based on obviously the number of bales count against you. So if you land it within like, first, second, third, fourth try, you're going to gain the most amount of points in that category. Style will count. Also the technicality of like the trick. So like if you're doing nollie and switch variations, those will gain you higher points and stuff like that as well over like a fakie or a regular stance.
So that's how you score people, right?
Of course, style, yes.
Okay. All right, cool. So what do people expect whenever they're stepping up to the best run street?
So best run street, if you are a very consistent fingerboarder, this is definitely the category you're going to want to compete in. So when we're doing best run street, you're going to get 45 seconds to land as many tricks in your run as possible.
So tell me, now, did you say bail or fail?
Bales.
Okay, so a bail is I didn't complete the trick and I didn't go back and start it over, right?
Correct.
And when we're talking about best run street. So kind of walk me through the point system, just going around and how long do they have to compete? Is it getting 1 minute or?
Yeah, no, they've got 45 seconds. So everybody starts on one side of the park. They'll start in the exact same spot. If you are a left-handed person or you want to start in switch variation, you can start on the other side of the park. So everybody will start on either one or two sides of the park, and they will literally be able to go around the park any way they please. So just because you start here doesn't mean that you have to theoretically go one direction or the other around the park. And when we say a park, we're talking about, our rock. Brought to you by sponsor Black River Park.
Oh, yeah. The big boys, the big dogs.
Yeah, so this park is absolutely massive. It'll be 4 feet wide, 8 feet, 8 inches wide, or long, I should say. So it is a very, very large park. It's a competition park by Black River. We have not announced the official park just yet. We're still in cahoots with Black River as far as what we're going to be doing for this summer. So stay tuned on that. But yeah, you'll be on either one of the sides. If you're right-handed or you want to start switch, you can start on the other side, or if you're left-handed, you can start on this side as well. And you guys can go in either direction. You have 45 seconds to utilize the entire park at your disposal and basically make art.
Okay, but real again, while we're still on best run street, what's the best way to make the most amount of points?
So the best way to make the most amount of points, obviously, is to not bail. Bails count against you. You want to utilize every part of the park. So there's going to be basically a left side, a middle side, and a right side. And so you want to basically figure out a way, some shape or form, to kind of hit every kind of component to the park if possible. 45 seconds is not a lot of time when you kind of got so much to hit, but people that utilize things in the middle, stuff like that, they'll get the most amount of points by utilizing all of the components in the park. Also, of course, technical tricks, nollie, switch variation tricks will gain you more points. And of course, style and consistency, that's really what's going to get it there. So basically, the ideal run, 45 seconds, land as many tricks as you can, don't bail, be super consistent, and then throw in a banger or two, you're going to score high points.
So we got Best Trick Street and Best Run Street. What's the third competition?
Game of Skate.
Game of Skate. Okay. Now, Game of Skate is you got that idea from something else, right?
So,
Well, it is Game of Skate. We're calling it Battle Applies.
yeah, we're calling it Battle Applies. We got to put that USFBL little
Yeah.
sprinkles on it. But yeah, definitely. This is a, it's not a complicated game, but it's definitely one of the hardest games, I think, to compete in. This is where consistency and the large variation of bag of tricks that you have comes into play. So if you've got a large bag of tricks that you can hit consistently, like Game of Skate is definitely going to be a category you're going to want to compete in.
Well, Best Trick Street and Best Run Street are you against yourself, but the Battle of the Plies, the Game of Skate Battle of the Plies, that's you heads up with somebody else.
Correct. So you're heads up against another opponent. And so you'll have a match that goes into different rounds until you are the Game of Skate champion.
Okay. And how do you win Game Escape?
Game Escape is slightly complicated. It is basically horse for fingerboarding or skateboarding. And so basically, we'll decide who goes first by Rochambeau. Then we will have two lines on a table. These lines are going to be about 19 inches apart. And so you would have to literally skate over the first line, pop and land your trick in the middle portion, and then roll over the second line. You would have to also call your trick before you attempt to land it. And so once you're on offense, you land your trick, your opponent on defense would also have to imitate the exact same trick.
And Game Escape is a bracketed event, as opposed to the other two, which are judged events. You're probably, if you're doing well, you're probably going to be up there four times for Game Escape, right?
Yeah, so it's a single elimination tournament. So pretty much kind of like March Madness or any other playoff type bracket. You're going to have you along with everybody else, and then it's going to be a battle until there's just one champion.
All right. And what do they now? We've got some other housekeeping stuff to talk about here in a minute, but let's talk about the winners and what to expect, first, second, third place, and what's happening in these categories.
So this year, we're actually upping the ante a little bit. So this year, of course, we have our world famous medals. This year's medals are absolutely gorgeous. We finally mastered, they're just beautiful. I can't wait to show these things off. We actually head back to Missouri and grab these things. So they're custom made medals. They're heavy too. They're nice. And so anybody that's ever won one, they'll tell you like these are legitimate medals. So first, second, and third will get a medal this year, along with 2021. We're going to have prizes for each of the winners, first, second, and third place. And so we are looking at custom one-of-one fingerboard decks by United States Fingerboarding League. And then all of our collaborating events, which are Dre Cut with Flat Face, we're going to have, I want to say this is a little early, so I haven't quite finalized everything with him, but we're going to have custom one-of-one G15 flat face fingerboard decks that are specific to each place winner for each category. So this
Wow.
is, yeah. And so we'll have six skates with Toronto. We're gonna have a custom one of one Cleveland STB Bush. He's gonna have a custom one of one Dallas Good Vibes. He's gonna have custom one of ones. And so if you win first, second, or third place, you're going to get a custom one of one deck, which is pretty cool. So it's one of those things like nobody else is going to have that. So there's going to be extreme amount of value and hype around that as well. And then of course, Black River is going to, we're working on a collaboration set. I don't know if I'm allowed to launch this. We're
Well,
going to
we
keep
might
this
not
on a
want
hush
you might
hush,
might
but
want not want to say it if we're not
I
allowed
don't,
to.
yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to say it
But
quite
the
yet, but
one-of-one decks and stuff are going to be available through the ones you mentioned. You've already got those worked out with them.
yeah, so those are done. That's a set deal. So if you're a winner in one of those cities, you're going to get a custom one-of-one deck by either Toronto Six Skates, STB Bush in Cleveland, Dallas Good Vibes, and of course Flat Face out of Dre Cut. We got to get with Mike and see how he say that specifically. Is it Dre Cut or
Well,
Dre
I've
Cut?
heard him say it, and I think he said Dracut.
Is it Dre Cut?
Yeah, I
We'll
think
go
we're
with Dre
saying
Cut.
Dre Cut and but I think Dracut, but regardless,
I
it's
think this will be a season-long joke for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Okay. And before we move on to some of the fun stuff that we gotta talk about, or not fun stuff, however you want to look at it, how do they sign up?
You can sign up by getting on the website and buying a competitor pass in those cities. You'll also need a accompanied general admission pass as well.
Okay.
So,
So just so they know, we've got general admission passes and we also have spectator passes, right? And
correct.
if you want to compete, you got to reserve your space by buying that additional competitor pass. You got to choose your what you're whether you're going to be in Game Escape, whether you're going to be in Best Run Street or Best Trick Street. You got to choose which one you want to, and you can compete in multiple categories, correct?
Yeah, you can compete in all three if they're available. So it's just a
Yeah,
matter of
once
getting in
they're
early and locking them in.
But once they're not available, they're not available. So like it's
Correct.
closed off. And we are limited. I mean, we can't, how many competitors do we have at each one of the events for like Best Trick Street?
So we only have a maximum of 20 spots open for Best Run Street and Best Trick Street. And
Okay.
then Game of Skate is a 16-person bracket.
So
So
that's it.
there's,
Once those
that's
are
it.
filled, those are who's competing at that location. So get them early. Now,
Correct.
Levine, I heard that the trolls descended on you this week. And
So, yeah.
And I'm gonna just point this out here because you kind of told me a little bit of the backstory, and I'm like, I don't get it. So like, let's figure this out. But we did have a posting of a ban list of ban, as in don't bring this to our events list. And so what happened?
So we put together a list of things that we specifically didn't want to see at our competition portion of the events.
Like assault rifles
Yeah, of course,
and knives and
no,
swords
yeah, no
and no
katana
elephants
swords, no
or any kind
elephants.
of farm animals that are considered that need to be, have some type of license or something, right?
Correct. No scalping tickets in the parking lot, stuff like that.
No,
So
seriously, we seriously, the ban list was pretty much what I saw was just don't bring stuff that's gonna that could offend young children because a lot of kids go to the USAFBL events, right?
correct. So we've been doing this now for 2 seasons. We've been in, I lost count of how many cities across the nation, but basically we've had little minor issues. When I say minor issues, I mean like maybe 4 or 5 things happened last summer that I'm like, oh wow, maybe we should like, try to, put a rule against like, preventing that in the future. And so the big thing for the list was, which we're actually no longer even doing this list. We're going to keep it as authentic as possible. We're basically utilizing common sense. We're going to utilize common sense. We're hoping that everybody that comes to our events are going to utilize common sense. And if there is another issue that arises, we'll handle them on a case-by-case basis. But, we just trying to prevent, we had people with handboards trying to handboard on our fingerboarding parks. So we try to make a limit of like the sizing that goes along with it. And then for the competition wise, we had sizing issues and stuff like that, that seemed a little bit like a cheat code. Now, there is one thing that I do want to say. We had issues with just, we have minors at our events. And so there are issues where there's some slightly pornographical content on the bottom of people's boards that kind of didn't sit right with me, especially with there being minors and stuff like that there. And so we just simply ask, please just, if you have pornographical boards, just, leave them at home for this time. It's a 6-hour event. You can fingerboard all year round, but if you come into an event, let's try to keep it as family friendly as possible and not, expose underage kids to, just topics like that. So that's pretty much all we pretty much asked. That was the main focus of the ban list. And of course, I get that's a freedom of speech. And so,
Well,
we're just trying
let's
to,
use some common sense, right? I mean, like,
yeah.
you don't want to, if you wouldn't show your little brother or your little sister these things, don't be dragging it out around a whole bunch of people their age. And we're not trying to tell you how to live your life. Just have some common sense when you're in an event with, I don't know, we have like 150, 200 people at some of these locations. So, and also the handboards, I did see that. And it's like, in some instances, it's like taking a baseball bat to some of these parks. And these parks are
Yeah,
not
it's very
cheap.
destructive.
It's
Yeah.
very destructive. And these parks are, I mean, I don't want to say a number, but let's just say a lot of money for some of these parks. So, and you know what? If you're just don't practice douchebaggery. That's a good one, right?
It's just common sense.
Yeah,
For the
just
most part, 99% of the people, they're there, they have fun, there's no issues. It's always just like, I can literally count it. It's like 4 literal people that made like last year where I'm like, I should probably add this as a rule. And so,
well, nobody wants to get kicked out. And if you get
yeah.
kicked out, that's not a good thing. So just some common sense. Understand this is a family-friendly event. Lots of fun stuff goes on here. And we just need to make sure everybody's comfortable and safe. So your job is to keep people safe. Like that's your job as an event coordinator, right?
Yeah, for the 6 hours that we have the event, people put their lives in our hands, making sure that, nothing bad happens, nothing out of the ordinary is going to happen. People are safe, people feel safe. Feeling safe is the primary like focus for us. It's like you
We
need to
can't,
be and feel safe.
we can't control everything, but if Levine or one of his staff members walks up and says, "Hey, this ain't cool," put it in your bag or or it's the end of your day, they're not doing it because they want to be mean to everybody. We want everybody to have a good time. We want good vibes happening all over the events. But more than likely it's because somebody else brought it to your attention and you guys got to deal with it, right?
That's correct. And so it's not even so much us. It's literally just the select few that make it way bigger than it needs to be. And so for that, I am sorry, but we just got to. So
Well, a lot of
There
people don't
is.
get it. Like they get you because they've met you and you're a super
Yeah.
nice dude, man. Everything's chill and everything's, good. And whenever you got to put on your boss hat sometimes, I mean, it's frustrating. I get it, but your job is to keep everybody, moving forward through this event. Give me the agenda of the event real quick. So like you show up at like noon, right? I mean, you don't show up. You've already been there, but the doors open at noon. And people start flooding in, and there's anywhere from 15 to 20 parks stretched all over the locations and stuff. What's the schedule look like for the day with the competitions and stuff before the competitions?
Yeah, so basically when doors open at 12, this is going to be for all eight locations except for Dallas. Dallas will be opening at 1 o'clock. So we open doors at 12, Dallas at 1. You'll have 1 hour, basically 12 to 1, Dallas 1 to 2, where you can open register for any available like competition spots if they're available. And then basically it's just signing in, checking in, making sure that you're there, all your information and stuff, your waivers and all that good stuff are all like signed off and good to go. And then of course, from 12 to 6, you can freely skate all of the parks. So competitions will start at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in Dallas. And then those will run pretty much all the way to about 5 o'clock. But 2 to 5 o'clock. And so we'll run best run street, best trick street, followed by game of skate in that order.
Yeah. And then after all that, we do the awards and stuff like that. It usually takes about 30 minutes or so, but we're going all the way till 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Dallas. So it's a good long full day. All right, man. We've
It's a
covered
full fun day.
a lot, but one thing we didn't talk about is how's our new side chick going?
Oh, Cody.
Yeah, how's Cody?
Cody's warming up. She's getting to know everybody. We've got quite a few tricks up our sleeves. I don't know if you guys have been watching the stories that have been going on Instagram, but Cody's been spilling some sick tricks. And so if you guys haven't been checking out what Cody is, combo of the year,
Yeah.
you
And you
guys
need
got
to
to get on
get on
board.
Instagram. You need to post your video without background music, without additional music. I mean, you can have stuff playing and stuff, but we don't want to edit it up with a music track because that can
So
cause
we're
us some
gonna
problems.
keep a
But you need to
rolling
post it on
number of
Instagram and you need to
12. We're gonna call
tag
it the Dirty
at
Dozen. Okay.
USAFPL
So
underscore
if you make it to
Cody,
the Dirty Dozen
Coty,
list,
correct?
it's gonna be the
Correct.
12
Yeah.
best
And we're putting
combos
a
for
winner.
that month. And so once we have more than 12, we'll be voting those combos off of the Dirty Dozen list so that there's only 12. So if there's 30 combos that look like they're gonna make it, we've got to get it down to a Dirty Dozen list of 12.
So at the end of April, we'll have 12 videos that we'll all be looking at. And then at the end of, as an example, at the end of May, if we bring in six videos that are as good or better than our Dirty Dozen 12, we're looking at who's those new six videos are knocking off out of the Dirty Dozen. So we take that number over into May, and it might be a lot of the same members of the Dirty Dozen from April, but some of them got knocked off the list.
Correct. And so
Okay.
we'll do that all the way until the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then we'll drop it down to four in December. And so it gets wild in December. And then, of course, at the end of the year, there will only be one combo of the year.
Yeah. And first place is
$1,000 cash.
is that called a stack? Is that one stack?
I think that's a stack.
I think it's a
I need to
stack.
talk to
You get
some
one
people and be like, what's a stack?
stack. Yeah, and then we've also got prizes and stuff for second place and third place. Fourth place get anything, or do they just,
Yeah, first, second, third, and fourth place are going to get a prize pack from Black River, Noise Fingerboards, Level Up Fingerboards, Famous Dex, Teak Tuning, Curved Fingerboards, and Muck FB.
Oh wow. Okay, let me test you, man. When is your first event this year in Chicago? What's the date?
May 28th.
All right. May 28th in Chicago, Illinois is the first of the 2023 USAFBL competitive fingerboarding tour. You don't have to be a competitor to go to these. In fact, the majority of people that go aren't competitors, but we did cover all of the competitions that are going to be going on this year. Anything else on competitions as far as the category goes, or do you want to just remind people that they can sesh all day long at these events?
Yeah, they can sesh all day long at the events, all 6 hours. Even if there is a competition that's actually happening, you don't have to actually attend it. we would like for you to watch, but it's completely optional. If you just want to sit there and shred all day, that's up to you. You have so many options of literally witnessing the best fingerboarding in that area, along with searching the best parks in the world. And so there's a lot going on.
And we have a chance of breaking the internet on June the 10th, because you are going to be shoving a whole bunch of your parks in with Mike Schneider's parks up in Draquette, or however the hell we're going to say it, but Draquette, Massachusetts. And that is June 10th. And that is going to be a pretty epic fingerboarding event.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely historical having that many Black River parks in one area in North America. It's going to be absolutely wild.
I don't think even Black River has as many Black River parks as you guys have for where people can go in and actually sesh on parks. Like, I think we need to call Black River up and double check, because I don't think that they have a warehouse that's going to have this many parks set up for everybody to just sesh on.
We haven't got the official count, but I think we're like 45 yeah, plus. That's a lot.
I think we're doing something that's not been done anywhere. But hey, if I'm wrong, I'm totally can't wait for people in the comments to point it out to us. All right. Help yourself. And also, don't take pornographic material to any of our events. Use common sense. You know, you can bring your, you know, handboard if you want, but don't tear up our parks. You know, come on, let's all have fun. Let's keep a good vibes, right?
Agreed.
All right. No more trolling Levine on the internet, because it really does get him into he really gets down. He's a super nice dude. He doesn't want to be like pushed around by trolls. So watch yourselves out there, trolls. All right. Anything else from you, brother?
I think we covered everything.
All right. What's going on? What's coming up next on the Fingerboarding Podcast? This is episode 5. We got episode 6. Do you want to talk about it? Preview it a little bit?
Yeah, so episode 6 is a little edgy. We got a 420 special with Fatty's Pre-Roll, the crew out in Detroit, Michigan, episode 6. Also be on the lookout for an episode with me in Toronto, Six Skate Store. Also be on the lookout with ST Bush, Flat Face, and Benny with Good Vibes. So we've got a lineup coming up for you guys. So we got weekly episodes coming in every single week. Audio versions out on Wednesday, video version out on Thursday. So hold us accountable. Let's do it.
Should we say, like, for all of your fingering here? Is that what? No. Is that not?
No, I think it's for everything fingerboarding.
Everything for everything fingerboarding right here. USA, the United States Fingerboarding League Fingerboarding Podcast. I'm Brian.
I'm Levine.
And we'll see you guys next time, right?
Till next time.
Peace out.